Bobby, we started out the weekend, Montezuma County, with one confirmed COVID-19 case. Has that number changed at all?
Has not changed. However, we are proceeding and have been operating with the understanding that it is here, and that is why the social distancing and the stay-at-home order was put into place. Over time, we are hopeful that we will see a dampening of the curve. But for Montezuma County, at this very moment, we have one confirmed positive case.
Of course, the focus and the concern is on COVID-19, but I'm wondering, with the testing facility that's set up at the hospital in Montezuma County, are you also catching just standard influenza cases?
We are seeing a lot of flu cases. And, you know, given the testing site that we have currently at our hospital, our drive-through testing site, you know, when people go through that drive-through, they do a screening process, and they have certain questions that they ask people. And depending on their symptoms and where they fit in the screening, they will pretty much always do a flu test. And we have caught several cases just in the past few weeks of having the drive-through available. The flu is definitely, we are still seeing cases. I mean, you know, every time that they're doing their drive-through, they're catching flu. And if somebody's positive for flu, then the screening process ends, and then they get educated or treatment for the flu, depending on how long they've had their symptoms. We have caught a lot more flu because of the drive-through situation.
What is the capacity of the testing facility in Cortez?
Yeah, they've modified their hours a little bit. It's now Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They screen you and they do the flu test. And if you test negative, then they do the COVID-19 test. There is a fee for it, but they're also billing insurance, and they are not denying someone who does not have the ability to pay. So if they fit the criteria for the testing, there's no reason for them not to be tested. They're not turning people away. It's $5 for the COVID test, and it's $40 for a flu.
What are some of the other ways that the county is preparing for a potential increase in COVID-19 cases?
We've been doing a lot of conversation. There's a conversation coming down from the governor even on this, or alternative care facilities, ACFs, having a facility that would help with the medical surge that we are anticipating as case numbers increase and we have more sickness. The likelihood, if someone is extremely sick with this and they end up in the hospital, obviously they're really super sick, then they're the folks who are ending up on ventilators. An alternative care facility is kind of they're not sick enough for a hospital, but they can't be at home. They might need some IV fluids. They might need just, you know, some basic nursing care. You know, maybe they have a home environment where they have someone who's immunocompromised at their home. There's different ways that an alternative care facility can be utilized, but there are meetings going on, ongoing conversations with community partners as to how we can get one going in this community.
What is the capacity of Southwest Health Systems, the hospital in Cortez? How many beds do they have? How many patients can they accommodate?
The maximum capacity that they have is 60 patients, inpatients. But, you know, if the acuity is high and there's a lot of ventilators, they may not be able to do 60. It might be less than that. So an alternative care facility would take the place and help. You know, and the hospital is making all kinds of plans as far as moving patient rooms around to accommodate the alternative care facilities. A lot of community partners are involved in that conversation, including hotels. We have a lot of people that are working together to make that happen and make it happen before we actually need it.
One of the biggest stories globally about the COVID-19 crisis is the lack of certain supplies, such as face masks and ventilators. How is Montezuma County positioned for such supplies?
Everybody has a short supply. We have amazing people in our community who have really stepped up to the plate as far as working on the handmade masks, the handmade gowns. And we have hundreds that have been given to us already, and we are sending them out and delivering them out to different partners in our community, the long-term care facilities. We're making sure they have plenty of these masks that are being made by these amazing quilters. Todd and Amy King, who own the Cortez Quilt Company, have been great partners. Osprey, they have been working on masks and gowns. Dolores Mountain Quilters, actually Leanne, who is at Stitch in Durango, they donated a bunch of material for these masks. But if we can give the healthcare workers who are in direct contact with patients the N95s that they need, then we can use some of these other masks for people who still need protection, but maybe not as high end, if you will, you know, as the N95, since they are in very short supply.
Yeah, we're hearing lots of stories of businesses that are stepping up to make things such as masks for this crisis. But this is a community-wide effort, I understand, from groups on Facebook. Everybody's stepping up in many different ways.
It's been wonderful. In communities like ours, I mean, you know, when the chips are down, I have to say everybody just kind of pitches in and rolls up their sleeves and gets in there and helps out. And it really is very, very heartwarming to feel that and to see it happen. But we have a lot of other things going on. I mean, we have a huge number of people working on food security or food insecurity, if you will. You know, our local share house, they're working with, they've been cooking meals. We've been delivering meals. Our senior center has been delivering meals. The school district, you know, with the students being out, they started meal deliveries this week. I forget how many. I think they fed 450 children just yesterday, you know, because these kids are out of school and, you know, they're used to, you know, getting their lunches at school, you know. So anyway, so there's a huge community involvement, but I mean, it involved all, you know, because all the staff, you know, has been out too. And so they're helping, you know, prepare these meals, and the bus drivers are involved, and it's taking everybody, all hands on deck, you know. And then they're also working on, you know, because the kids are out of school, they're getting tablets for the students so that they can do online learning. There's so much involved when something like this happens, and you really see people shine.
We're talking today to Bobby Locke, who is the director of the Montezuma County Public Health Department. Bobby, what should one do if they start feeling symptoms that they're concerned might be the onset of COVID-19?
So if they feel, first of all, there's a medical information line. Like if you want to talk to a nurse, like a human being on the other end of the line, and you've got a specific medical question, Southwest Memorial Hospital has an information line set up. It's 564-2201. You can call that if you have specific, you know, you have a headache and you don't know what to do, or you think you have a little grape fever and you're feeling kind of crummy. You can obviously always call your provider if you have one. And then we here at the health department have an information line set up, and that number is 564-4799. You can leave a message, and we will respond within 24 hours to answer any specific questions. You know, if people are having an emergency, obviously if they're shortness of breath, that is, you know, might be something where they don't want to deal with any of these lines and they call 911. Based on your symptoms, they might suggest that you come in to be tested, but they also are more likely to say to you, we need to assume that you might be having the beginning symptoms. So we would ask that people would quarantine themselves, self-quarantine, monitor those symptoms, monitor them to see if they get worse, check their temperature. We're usually looking at a temperature of 100.4 is the cutoff where we consider it a fever. But if you have congestion, if you have a cough, if you have a fever, if you have any of those signs, and or if you've been exposed to a positive case that you know of, we would definitely recommend getting tested if you have the ability to get to the hospital. If you don't, it's not the end of the world, because what we would say is, even if you were tested, we're going to tell you to go home and self-quarantine yourself. And then once we get a positive case, then that person becomes, we have them isolate.
So that's what someone should do if they're feeling something in their body. What about if they're feeling something in their mind? What about the mental health piece that is inherent in the fear and the isolation that's coming with this?
Yes, it's a real thing. We're all in a place that we've not been before, right? I mean, you know, this whole stay-at-home executive order and socially distancing, that we're human beings aren't meant to do this. It goes against everything that we have been doing and trying to build over time is relationships, right? So now we're being told, you know, okay, you don't do that now, you know. I mean, don't hug people and don't get close and don't go visit people. And so there, we have to look at alternative ways of doing that, for one. So if you have texts, you know, text people, get on the phone, call people, those type of things. We're telling people to try to stay in touch best possible. If you're tech savvy, you can do FaceTime, you can Skype, you can Zoom. But as far as other resources, where we usually recommend people to go for behavioral health issues would be Access Health Systems. I know on their Facebook page they're putting out messaging to try to just, you know, kind of guide people through this, because it's very challenging.
Bobby Locke directs the Montezuma County Public Health Department. Bobby, thanks for making time and sharing this information today.
Thank you.